Unit 8, History. Reading 1, The First Flights. The Wright brothers are widely acknowledged as having made the world's first manned flight. However, what should actually be said about them is that they made the first mechanized flight. The reason is that the first flight by a human, and also the first manned rocket flight, were made by two brothers who lived in the Ottoman Empire. Their names were Hazar Fin Ahmed Salibi and Lagari Hassan Salibi. Humans have been interested in flying ever since the first person witnessed a bird flying through the air. Throughout history, there have been many attempts to achieve flight. Although these attempts all failed, that did not stop others from trying. In 1630, Hazar Fin Ahmad Salibi built glider wings that could be attached to his body. He then leaped from the top of Galata Tower in Istanbul, the capital of the empire. Using his wings, he glided 2 miles across the Bosphorus Strait and landed in Dagonkular Square. It can even be considered history's first intercontinental flight, as the Bosphorus Strait separates the continents of Europe and Asia. Not to be outdone, Lagari Hassan Salibi built a rocket in 1633. This rocket contained 300 pounds of gunpowder, which was to be used to make it fly. Lagari's rocket was launched into the air, and it traveled about 300 meters straight up. Then, as the rocket descended, he used a pair of glider wings and flew down to the earth. Their achievements were the first flights by humans and came hundreds of years before the Wright brothers flew their airplane. Reading 2. The Salt March. In 1858, India became a colony of Great Britain, and the British began enacting laws that often harmed the interests of the locals. One was the Salt Acts, which banned Indians from collecting or selling salt and forced them to purchase it from the British, who taxed it heavily. Mohandas Gandhi, an Indian activist, realized the Salt Acts had presented him with an opportunity non-violently to resist the British. On March 12, 1930, Gandhi and dozens of his followers departed from his home in Sabarmati and began the Salt March. Their goal was Dundee, located 240 miles away. As Gandhi walked, he spoke to people in the villages he passed through and described his objective. Tens of thousands of people joined the Salt March and were with Gandhi on April 5th when he arrived at Dundee. Dundee was on the Arabian Sea, so when Gandhi arrived there, he headed to the beach to make salt. The police attempted to stop him, yet Gandhi picked up some salt from the ground and thereby violated the Salt Acts. Others in Dundee acted similarly, and millions of Indians around the country revolted and engaged in civil disobedience. More than 60,000 people, including Gandhi, were arrested. The demonstrations continued for nearly a year until January 1931, when the government released the prisoners and Gandhi. He met the British Viceroy of India, the first time a British official had negotiated face-to-face with an Indian. His march was a symbolic protest that attracted media attention and inspired Indians. It also made Gandhi famous around the world because of his wisdom and love of peace.